Thank you, Ian. We've reached our last batch of news items. A mixed bag, as always. What do we have for you? Atlantic rowing, an accolade for a city cafe, noisy dogs, an electric bus tour. We have it all. After surviving 30-foot waves and biblical rain in the mid-Atlantic, a Norwich woman is feeling happy to be back on dry land. Abby Platton and her three teammates reached Antigua on Sunday, 39 days after leaving the Canary Islands, to complete 3,000 miles in the world's toughest row. After her team, There She Rows, achieved second place in the women's class, the former pupil of Open Academy in Heartsease described some of the insane conditions they experienced. Just days from the finish line, they battled powerful weather systems brought on by an anticyclone, including 30-foot waves and gusts of 30 knots. It was biblical. It was so much rain, we couldn't see. The crew rowed to inspire women through sport and in aid of their chosen charities, raising £8,000 so far. They also saw whales and dolphins and enjoyed dramatic skies, moon rises, sunsets and stars.
A Norwich cafe has been named one of the best food experiences in the UK. Tofurai in St Gregory's Alley has been hailed by National Geographic as one of the leading businesses in the plant-based dining scene. The cafe serves vegan sandwiches, cakes, burgers and more using locally produced tofu from their factory in Len Wade. National Geographic said, "A cosy spot serving luscious chocolate cakes alongside oat milk lattes, Norwich's Tofurai might not look especially unusual, but it was set up to showcase the products of a micro soya dairy."
Hundreds of complaints about mouthy mutts around the city's suburbs have left council workers struggling to cope with demand. The doggy disturbances were disclosed during the yearly review of the Early Intervention and Antisocial Behaviour Pilot Service from the Broadland and South Norfolk councils, which share some services. Overview and Scrutiny Committee documents stated, "It's been a challenge to keep up with incoming service demand after seeing barking dog complaints running at over 400 cases per annum. One common problem is barking dogs when people are out. Dog owners don't know what to do and how to control their dog when not at home. However, excessive barking may be a result of boredom, loneliness, excitement, frustration, or even pain. It should never be ignored, as it's your dog's way of communicating with you and may be a sign that something isn't quite right. It's important that you work with a certified dog trainer to identify the underlying cause of the barking and create a suitable training plan around the unique needs of your dog."
First Norwich's electric bus tour made its first stop at White House Farm Primary School in Sprouston. The visit witnessed 28 Year 4 pupils experiencing the zero-emission bus firsthand. The 8 and 9-year-olds had an informative session where the team gave insights into the inner workings of the eco-friendly vehicle and its impressive sustainability credentials. These trips hold a dual purpose, giving the children their first glimpse into the future of sustainable transportation while emphasising the role it plays in combating climate change for a healthier Norwich. The electric bus tour will cover primary and secondary schools across Norwich in the coming months. The Green Initiative by First Norwich extends to their current operating fleet of 24 electric vehicles, a figure set to surge to 70 by April this year.
Lily, a 12-week-old Lycoy cat, is the newest arrival at the Cat House in Dereham Road. The centre opened in August and is home to 17 cats. Lycoy, otherwise known as werewolf cats, are recognisable for their ruined coats and partial hairlessness. Sarah Price, owner of the Cat House, said, "I think she'll be a bit of a celebrity here. Not many other cat cafes in the UK have a Lycoy cat where you may participate in a range of activities including yoga, painting classes and board game evenings. And of course, you may cuddle the cats."
The remarkable recovery of artefacts from the 17th century warship dubbed Norfolk's Mary Rose has been nominated for a national award. The wreck of the Gloucester, which had the future King James I on board when it sank off the coast of Great Yarmouth, was discovered by Norfolk divers Lincoln and Julian Barnwell and their friend James Little in 2007. The find was kept secret for several years, but visitors were able to see items carefully brought up from the seabed after almost 350 years when they went on show in an exhibition at Norwich Castle. The project has been nominated in the category of Rescue Project of the Year 2024 in the annual awards run by Current Archaeology magazine. The Gloucester 1682 Trust, chaired by General Lord Dannett, the former head of the British Army, is fundraising to create a permanent exhibition of the finds, with Great Yarmouth suggested as a possible site.
Wherry Yacht Charter has announced its summer sailing programmes for 2024. The charitable organisation, which works to restore, maintain and operate five of the surviving eight wherries in the world, relies primarily on its sailing trips for income. Following a successful multi-sailing event last year, three similar trips have been organised on July the 25th, July the 28th and September the 30th, in which four wherries will sail together. According to the charity, seeing multiple wherries in full sail is a rare and spectacular sight, and early booking is advised. The 2024 programme further includes popular favourites, such as trips to Wroxham Yacht Club and sailings associated with the Museum of the Broads in Stalham. These, along with various other trips setting off from localities around the Broads, can be booked online from February the 1st. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. You will be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. The other reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage as the postal service is free. Don't forget to remind anyone who posts this for you that they do not have to pay postage. We say this because we often receive returned wallets which have obviously been paid for.
Well, we hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there's no reply, don't worry. You will hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We'll always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. I'm sure you haven't forgotten, but I will remind you now to continue listening as you have the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine coming next. So now all that remains is for Mike and myself to say goodbye for this week.